I'm joined by Michael Hanna, Senior Fellow at the Century Foundation. Michael, give us your best guess as to what's going to happen today.
Best guess is a tough question at the moment. I think there are likely two options, and that is that Morsi is pushed out of power, or that there is a 11th hour deal for a negotiated safe exit leading to a resignation. It's hard to imagine the political crisis dragging out too much longer, because much of what has driven the military to act, I believe, is a real fear, rightly or wrongly, about the possibility of broad-based civil strife and the country reaching the point of violence that tips it into something much more consequential and worrisome. And knowing that background, it's difficult to imagine this military leadership, having taken that decision, wanting to draw out the political crisis and perhaps increasing the risks for a lapse into violence. That being said, any military action comes with its own risks of counter-violence from Islamist supporters of the president. So, as I've said many times in the past few days, it is clearly a very fraught moment for the country.
There's been a roadmap circulating, supposedly, from the military leadership. How credible do you think that is?
It's hard to know. I've heard a lot of conflicting information about the roadmap itself. Of course, in a moment of negotiation and leverage seeking, any leaks should be taken with some skepticism, as they might be part of a broader process of negotiation. That being said, some of the portions of the leaked transition roadmap seem somewhat plausible. One bit of it that was in Ahram today, the state affiliated newspaper, that is really troubling, is the idea of a military head of government. To me, that would be a troubling early signal that the military has not truly learned many of the lessons that that they should have from the very tumultuous and unhappy period of military rule in the 18 months following the overthrow of Mubarak.
I noticed you tweeted that Morsi was irreparably damaged. Is there no hope for him to survive?
I think it's for me, it's he's beyond the point of no return. The public display of opposition and dissent far surpassed anything we saw during the 18 days that brought down Mubarak. That in itself has, I think, had a huge effect in eroding the legitimacy that he touted incessantly in his speech last night. I would also add that that much of the state itself, the institutions of the state, are in non-cooperation, if not a state of non-cooperation, if not outright insurrection. The Ministry of Foreign Affairs has declared, the diplomats of the Ministry of Foreign Affairs have declared a general strike. Much of the state is crippled. He doesn't control the levers of authority. If you put those two things together, it's very difficult to imagine this president emerging from this crisis in a position to lead and govern. And we shouldn't forget that all of the pressing challenges that have compounded President Morsi's recent woes are still there and still require his attention or his successor's attention. And it's very difficult to imagine from this moment going forward that this president could possibly be the one to shoulder the huge responsibilities of governance that still face the country.
And what do you think will happen if he remains defiant and refuses to resign today?
At some point, it's either the military is serious about its ultimatum or it's not. Perhaps there is room for buying time if the negotiations become credible as the time gets closer to expiring. But it's hard, again, it's hard to imagine this dragging out too much longer. I still would hope for a negotiated resignation and safe exit. I think a defiant MB that seeks to confront the military really does, particularly on the heels of the incendiary speech by the president yesterday, really does raise the risk of violence engulfing the country. And in that case, one begins to wonder about the future role of the Muslim Brotherhood in Egyptian politics. And I would think that safeguarding that position, hard-earned, rightfully so, would be an important goal for the organization. And I would hope that becomes a priority because as we've seen in recent history, excluding Islamists and excluding the Muslim Brotherhood from politics has not been a recipe for stability either. And of course, this would require, in some ways, President Morsi putting national interests ahead of factional interests. And the reason I say that is, in some ways, this bid is perhaps a reflection of the Muslim Brotherhood's own insecurity about resigning, and perhaps a fear about internal dissent and the possibility that, in the wake of a resignation, the organization itself could disintegrate and fracture. And so these are the two competing interests at play, in one sense. Fear about maintaining the coherence of the organization. The corresponding fear is that if you take on the military frontally with the risk of violence, that it might risk the political position of the Muslim Brotherhood going forward.
Is there anyone within the Brotherhood that would command a broader respect?
It's a great question. It's hard to know. We know who the main personalities are within the Brotherhood, but of course, how their deliberations are playing out at the moment, it's just impossible to know. And it's one of the problems, in fact, of the Muslim Brotherhood and its relationship to power in Egypt, because it's unaccountable, because it's unelected, because it's not transparent, and yet now, presumably in his moment of dire need, it is not the presidency and the executive branch that is the most important set of decision makers. It is the Muslim Brotherhood, which is, to all practical effect, the secret society. And so it's a very acute and microcosmic of picture of much of what has been wrong with the transition from underground organization to tolerated opposition group to ruling party. The transition has not been fully made, and we see that very clearly at this moment.
Okay, Michael, thanks very much for your time.
You got it.